primate's body. And that's something you do with your tongue, or your belly, or your eyes, or your lips, something like that. It's a body mudra. And there's also something called the chitta mudras, which are mudras that you do with your consciousness. Those are kind of esoteric. We won't go. Chitta, C-I-T-T-A.
Mind.
Remember?
Huh?
What?
Mind.
Well, consciousness. Mind is usually manas in Sanskrit. Let's forget about the chitta mudras for now. It's too complicated. So kaya mudra is something you do with your belly, your lips, your tongue, your eyes. I don't know. There's probably 15 or 20 of them. This one, Viparita Karani Mudra, the inverse action seal. Mudras are designed. Mudra means seal, S-E-A-L. I won't make the joke again. Like it did this, which means that they're designed to seal energy in the body and channel it through the body in certain significant ways. It was believed in the old days in Hatha circles that there is a subtle organ. I don't know exactly what it's called. It's located in the back of the head, either at the base of the brain or the soft palate. It's not clear exactly where it is. That exuded this stuff called amrita or soma. And in the upright position, it was said that this is the elixir of immortality, which of course I mentioned the other day, the yogis were trying to extend their lives. And it was very important for them to preserve this liquid, or this fluid, this subtle fluid. But what happens is, when you are sitting upright, as we all are now, that fluid drips down through the throat into the solar plexus and is burned up and wasted. And so the yogis devised two different ways to preserve that fluid in the head. And one of them, of course, is to turn yourself upside down and rest in Viparita Karani Mudra. Now, you had to stay there for quite a while. I always make a joke. You had to stay there for 3 hours, according to the texts, which is, you know. Actually, there is a person in American yoga history that actually did that, but the other thing is, Viparita Karani Mudra can also be interpreted as headstand, not just shoulder stand. It's very vague, the instructions. And he stayed in headstand for 3 hours just to test it out. Anyway, I don't recommend it. The other way, let's just do this today. We'll talk about the other way to preserve it another time. So this pose originally was meant to preserve the amrita. The amrita means deathless. Amrit is death. Amrit is no death. So it was preserved in the head. And they used it then to extend their lives beyond the normal span of years, as I mentioned the other day. There's a list of these guys, the siddhas that did this, and they said they broke the rod of time, the dandakala, the rod of time, the rod, and they roamed the universe at will. Sounds like fun. Anyway, if you're interested, what I will do is I made up a handout for the mudras, all the mudras the from the Garanda Samhita, and I'll send it to these guys and they can distribute it to you all. Okay, it's a really nice handout.
Yeah.
Okay. And now we're gonna do this.
Why not?
You want to turn around and have a look?
That's pretty funny.